This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Justice Department is formally accusing Hamas in the October 7th attack in Israel. The AP's Norman Hall.
The Justice Department announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other senior militants in connection with the October 7, 2023 rampage in Israel. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department unsealed charges against Yahya Sinwar and other senior leaders of Hamas for financing and directing a decades-long campaign to murder American citizens and endanger the security of the United States.
The charges mark the first effort by American law enforcement to formally call out the masterminds of the attack. The criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City includes charges of conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba submitted his resignation ahead of an expected major government reshuffle. He didn't give a reason for stepping down. Pope Francis is in Indonesia, the first leg of a rigorous 11-day trip. The AP's Nicole Winfield.
Pope Francis is on the longest trip of his pontificate. He's visiting Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. By the end of the trip on September 13th, he will have covered nearly 33,000 kilometers, making it one of the longest papal trips in history.
That's more than 20,000 miles. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in New Hampshire today talking about her small business tax plan. She's suggesting an expansion of tax incentives for small businesses. Much of the nation is still wrestling with ferocious heat, especially high temperatures in Phoenix. It could hit 109 degrees today in Phoenix. Scientists say climate change caused by human activities is pushing up the thermostat around the world and increasing the odds of dangerous temperatures. This is AP News. There's something new at restaurants. The AP's Ed Donahue.
Restaurants are catering to a growing number of solo diners. Restaurants have big tables in hopes of filling them. But more and more people like Parissa Imanarad in San Francisco have no problem eating alone.
I have so many friends. I love spending time with them, but I also like to have some time just by myself.
Restaurant owner Tim Stannard in San Francisco says it's an honor to have solo diners.
Over the years, I've seen it become more and more popular, sort of as the stigma of dining alone has faded, but it's certainly accelerated post-pandemic.
The growth in solo dining comes as more people are living alone. Imanarad says it gives her time to think or read. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gas prices keep falling. Gas is $3.31 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.